T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man, you doing all right?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Okay, because it's been a tough 2-day week for you, and I know you're trying to pace yourself and everything.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, Lonzo. I did have to do 6 whole hours of radio this week, you know? And now I gotta come back and work 2 straight weeks without a day off. What is that? What am I, blue collar?
I know. I'm trying to figure out when you're taking off.
2 weeks where I have to do all 5 days? Ugh, gross. Gross. That's what poor people do. That ain't me. I'm supposed to be sitting down 2 days a week to eat my main lobster and caviar.
Yeah, not hot dogs and boiled peanuts.
No, not like you plebeians out there.
Yeah. Grits.
All right, now you're just crossing lines.
Yeah.
Now you're just crossing lines intentionally. Grits are amazing. I had some fantastic.
I have a goal to offend as many people as I possibly can today. I got an hour left to do it.
I had some fantastic shrimp and grits down in Pensacola.
What did it taste like?
Shrimp and grits.
It tastes like
black
shrimp.
And shrimp. You just roll it in seasoning.
So it tastes like shrimp
and
seasoning.
Like black and shrimp.
Because grits have no taste to them. So you got to put something else on
Gouda
it.
Gouda grits, man.
Oh, so it tastes Gouda like grits. Cheese.
That's the beautiful part. The point of grits is to be,
you know
to,
what? You know what?
To have the grits flavor enhanced by what's in or on
you
them.
You might as well be eating cardboard. You might as well. And then you can say, this cardboard, oh, it's good. It tastes like Gouda. It's Gouda cardboard.
Lonzo probably eats wheat flakes.
I've had wheat flakes before. Raisin Bran has wheat flakes in it.
I love Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to like Raisin Bran. It just tastes like raisins.
No, it's got a little bit of sugar in it.
No.
It does. It absolutely does.
Oh, so the Raisin Flakes need sugar to enhance the flavor?
Exactly.
That's how food works.
No, it's not.
That's how food works.
No, it's not. Do you need to put something on an apple? No. It tastes like an apple.
But if you put cinnamon on it, it tastes better.
But you know what? Underneath that cinnamon, you know what you can still taste? An apple. With grits, you can't
that. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. Not again. Not again. I will not be roped into this discussion.
He bails because he's losing.
No, I bail because I'm frustrated. Sometimes it's just easier to walk away.
Thanks for being a bigger man, Rob. Let's talk sports, I guess.
All right. So we spent a chunk of the last hour. And I'm still looking for your responses. Is there a Clemson fan out there that wants DJ to stay? There has been one so far. One so far.
You guys are in for a disappointing year then when he comes back.
Texter said, I want DJ to stay and the offensive coordinator to go away. Also, I need my former wide receiver coach, Dabo, to do a better job at wide receiver development. Look. I need to clarify this about the conversation, or at least my part in it.
Why didn't they just say they wanted DJ to stay? That's one. That's one for me.
Right.
Yeah. Because DJ is
there's about 40 saying no.
By the way, DJ is not perfect, and he may be part of your problem, but you got bigger problems than your quarterback. And if you're thinking this will take care of it, yeah, we'll get rid of him and K to come in, and yeah, he's done that a couple times. He didn't solve anything. I don't get that part of a fan base who can't see that there are more problems than just one guy. And maybe you're saying, well, you know what? If we get rid of that one guy, that's a step in the right direction. Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Let me be once again perfectly clear in this part of the discussion, or at least where I take a part in it. DJ is a part of the problem. I would not even be willing to say that he is the largest part of the problem. But I do think that we have seen the ceiling of DJ Uiagalelei, right? I go back to Clemson versus Miami. I think Clemson versus Miami was pretty much the best you could see out of this Clemson team. A 40-10 win. The offense did what it needed to do. DJ went 23 of 35, 233, two touches and a pick, 17 rushes, 89 yards, and one on the ground as well. And once again, about half of those were pass plays where he just pulled it down and took it himself, which is fine. That's part of the advantageous situation of having a QB who is dangerous with the legs. If a pass play breaks down, he remains a running threat, okay? That was, as far as I'm concerned, the most successful that the offense has looked with an emphasis on the pass. There were 47 rushing attempts in that game. Roughly 9 of them. I don't have the stats in front of me. My wrap-up sheet's in the office. But roughly 9 of them, maybe 10 of them, were passing efforts that DJ then pulled it and ran because there was nobody available. So we'll say that it really looked like 47 passes, 37 rushes. Again, not my preferred run-pass ratio, but it ain't my football team. Okay, I like that flipped. I'd like 47 rushes, 37 passes, or fewer. Okay? But that was about the best game that DJ had as a passer. 23 of 35, 233, two touches and a pick. Had a couple more that probably could have been picks that hit the turf. They weren't. That's fine. That, as far as I am concerned, was DJ Uiagalelei's ceiling. That was, I think, the best you're going to get out of him. And that was good enough for that day against Miami, right? Good enough for that day. Let's compare those numbers to the Syracuse game, which is probably about the floor of what you're going to get with DJ. And let's put his accurate numbers as an average somewhere in the middle. You're going to get a guy who's about a 50 to 55% completion rating. You're going to get a guy who is about 1.5 to 1 touchdown to interception ratio. And a guy that's going to run the ball for 45 yards a game as a design quarterback runner slash pull the ball down and make something happen with it. That to me is not the mark of an elite caliber quarterback. Now, had Clemson had a better defense this year, you probably beat South Carolina. I still don't think you beat Notre Dame because Notre Dame, you couldn't score against Notre Dame either, right? So I still think you're probably looking at 11-1, but that's still potential to sneak into the playoff on conference championship weekend, which would be good enough. I do not see DJ Uiagalelei as a guy that carries you to a trophy. I'm not saying you got to have a Heisman winner to be a national championship contender. I'm saying that 3 of the 4 teams in the playoffs do have that, and the other one has a guy who's really, really good.
All right. First of all, we spent way too much time talking about college football when we're NFL guys.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah, that's on me. We're going against you haven't got back into the groove. You've been on vacation. You've been gone. You're forgetting who we are. But the other thing, the question I have for you and for all the listeners who may or may not be Clemson fans – all right, is that guy on the team right now? That quarterback that you think is going to get you where you used to be, is that guy on the team right now? Is there a quarterback on Clemson's team right now that is that can take you to a national championship?
Maybe, but you can't know if DJ's out there.
Who is it? Yeah, but that's the same with any team. You can't know if the next guy up is the guy until that guy moves on.
Right. And like you said earlier, there may be a reason that is not because he's overly loyal to his dudes that Dabo has not made the switch, that Cade Klubnik did not show up on the South Carolina game. But you'll have to explain to me why he did come in against Syracuse to give them a spark. He did come in a couple of other games to give them a spark. And then all of a sudden, in the Palmetto State rivalry, unless Dabo just doesn't consider it a big game, which I don't think is true, you have to explain to me why Cade came in other games but didn't come in this one. And I don't have evidence, so I can't say this is definitively why, but my guess is that because if he goes to Cade for a spark and Cade comes in and does an excellent job, then you create a situation where you've got to play Cade Klubnik in the ACC title game, and Dabo didn't want to do that.
Or maybe you knew, maybe Dabo knew he was playing a superior talent. He was playing against a team that there is no way any quarterback on that team could come in and beat. And he was just, he was defeated and decided, let's leave this guy out here. We've lost the Palmetto Bowl.
And listen,
we've lost South Carolina. We've lost the dynasty. We've lost everything that we're about. And it's just over now. So everyone needs to just leave.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the Oscar goes to, there is,
I've been acting all day, dude.
I will give, I will give you a competing theory to mine. Okay. And a fair one. And one that I think holds every bit the weight that mine does.
So apparently, I can't give a competing
theory. No. I think you did.
You are so superior that you have to.
I think you did. I'm just going to water off the parts that you threw in at the end there. All right. I'm just going to rinse those off for
you.
You
mean the part where I was being sarcastic?
Yeah, those parts. I'm just going to rinse that off for you.
The parts where I was having fun.
Yes. I'm going to take those away from you. The killer of joy. There is potential.
You can't take my joy, Ron Brown.
There is potential that perhaps the reason Dabo wouldn't go to Cade is because what he didn't want to do is send that young man out there, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, full of optimism, hope, and joy, and have him get smoked by the Gamecocks and take all that away from him, right? Like, maybe it was a mental thing. I don't want to send Cade out there, have him have a bad game, and kill off any confidence he has before he becomes our starting quarterback next year. Now, I would like to think that the argument against that is going into that game and all the way through that game against South Carolina, Clemson was very much still playing for a playoff spot. And if I had the opportunity to bring in a guy who keeps my playoff hopes alive, I would gamble his future confidence in order to play for a Natty this year. Even if I know that I'm a dog against Michigan, I'm a dog against Georgia, I'm probably level with TCU on a good day, I would be willing to gamble the confidence of Cade Klubnik in order to beat my in-state rival and keep my dance ticket to the playoffs at least available in case somebody else drops theirs. So that's where that argument to me falls apart a little bit. That's where it kind of falls off a little bit. So with that being said, And this is it for the DJ stuff. I'm done with it after this. All right. I did not mean, I just looked up at the clock and it's almost quarter after already. The ACC championship game is tomorrow. Clemson, as far as I'm concerned, does not have a path for the playoffs. You would need like eight teams to lose, and some of them aren't even playing. Okay? There's not a path to the playoffs for the Clemson Tigers.
You might get an okay bowl, but you definitely need to win this game.
Right. You might be an Orange Bowl winner, which, by the way, would be an accomplishment. The Orange Bowl is one of the bowls that's taken seriously. But to hang an ACC championship banner is not nothing. Like, I know Clemson fans, it feels like, as a fan base by and large, are nothing below a playoff berth matters. But to hang an ACC banner is special. There's only one team out of 14 that get to do it any given year. There's something special about it. Is DJ the guy that wins the game for you tomorrow? No. But he is the guy that can lose it for you. That's why I won 15 to 17 called pass plays. I'm not talking we called 25 and he ran it 8, so that's 17. I mean 17 called pass plays and about 43 rushes divvied up between Shipley and Maffa and go from there.
You know, between this show and doing the Views from Mint Street, which is a podcast about the Carolina Panthers, which we'll be doing later on today and dropping today, so you should check that out. Between these two shows, I have learned that Rob Brown is actually an old school Big Ten person at heart. Run the ball.
Run the goddamn football.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the cloud of dust thing. That's who you are. I would have thought you would have been a spread offense kind of guy, but two shows, all you want is run the ball.
RTGDF. Run the goddamn football. Richard Sherman, a philosopher at heart, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's take a break. What's your thoughts? Clemson fans, where do you sit today? If I gave you the opportunity to call your shot, what's your offense look like tomorrow? I want a run-pass ratio. I want a starting quarterback. You rolling with DJ one last time? Are you making the switch to give Cade an opportunity to prove himself? And what's your run-pass ratio? That's what I want from you. When we come back, let's take a look at tomorrow's matchup. Team USA taking on the Netherlands. Winner moves on. Loser goes home. Who you like, who you got? Let's break them thoughts down on that. When we come back, Rob Lonzo and you, this is the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Texter says, Rob, let's talk U.S. soccer. U.S. advances and the thorn in our side. Mexico gets booted even though they win but lose on the goal differential. USA, USA, USA. I'm going to tell you straight up right now. I love Mexico. I've been to Mexico many times. It is a beautiful country. It is full of incredible people and art and music and culture. I adore Mexico. I cannot wait to get back to Mexico. Whoa, 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 Mexico. I think I'd like to go now. It's James Taylor, Lonzo.
Which would be, okay. All
right. Yeah, it's James Taylor. Love Mexico. Cannot wait to get back to Mexico. Cannot stand their soccer team. I love when they put the L in El Tri. Happy to see them bounce. Shocked by Germany getting bounced. Japan, the little giants, the Davids, taking down the Goliaths of Germany. Deutschland sent home in the group round. Absolutely shocking. Four-time World Cup winners will not increase that number to 5 this year as Japan bounces them with a 2-1 result yesterday. Let's talk U.S. football, though. Taking on the Dutch tomorrow, the Netherlands, and their funny little wooden shoes and their windmills. The World Cup is like the only time I will do generic, naive, ignorant country smack talk, right?
Wow, that last part was pretty brutal.
Said what I said. This one's interesting, and let's be completely, completely honest about it. We got to find somebody to score goals in this one. We have got to find somebody to score goals. It's just not an option. There are two spots on the pitch that this game is going to come down to for the Americans. It is going to come down to our front line against their back line and our back line against their front line. Okay? It is going to start with Christian Pulisic and company against Virgil van Dijk as the Chelsea man. Plenty of luck, against the former Liverpool man over his career. Pulisic has had a lot of opportunity against van Dijk when he played goalkeeper at the Premier League. We don't know if Pulisic is A, going to go. Looks like he is. Sounds like he is. Gregor Berhalter is making it sound as if Pulisic will be A, go, which would be great. If he does go, we don't know if he's 100%, right? I don't know what a pelvic contusion does to your body. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like it would hurt pretty bad, for sure.
Yeah. Of the injuries at the World Cup, pelvic contusion is the one I want the least. Okay? That being said, the three back men for the Netherlands, as they typically go with the three back formation, Tim Brakke and Matthews, are very, very good. Like, very, very good. So the question here is, what's the Americans' approach inside the final attacking third? Traditionally, over the last two matches, the U.S. has been like adverse to anything that was speculative. The U.S. has not been willing to try to create and take shots from any distance. The primary efforts from the Americans have been to take a crack from point blank range. We want to work the ball into the box. We want to connect with a foot in front of the goalkeeper, a head in front of the goalkeeper, and drive it by him from point-blank range. I don't think we're going to get a lot of that tomorrow. The Dutch back line is as good as any back line in this entire tournament, any team, anywhere in the bracket. We are going to have to be creative. We are going to have to try some stuff from a distance. That is why in this game, I think Gio Reyna is going to be a massive part of it. And I think, scratch that, I know that if Gregaga does not go with Gio in this game, I am going to have a massive problem with it. I slowed up on my Berhalter hate going into this game. Going into this tournament, not because I think Gregaga is now a solid manager. What is wrong with me? I'm reading text while I'm trying to host the show.
It could be that too. We don't know.
He might be. I'm trying to read text while I host the show. Focus, Rob. While Gregaga, I don't think Greg is suddenly a great game manager. I think Greg's tactics were good enough, and I think a little hero ball pulled him through, right? I think the hero ball from Christian and Tim Weah in game number one against Wales that gave us that point to open saved Gregaga. I think the back line against England, who were under assault for the final 10 of the game and played hero ball to keep the clean sheet, I think that saved Greg. And I think Captain America sacrificing his potential children moving forward to score the go-ahead and eventual game winner against Iran, save Greg. And I'm not going to sit here as the Americans run through the tournament and nothing can be done about it. I'm not going to sit here and throw garbage at Greg while the tournament's happening, right? It's not like U.S. soccer is going to call in a new manager before we play the Netherlands tomorrow. I am going to say very simply that if Greg keeps Gio Reyna on the bench tomorrow, a guy that is the most creative with the soccer ball from 20 meters out or further, if he keeps Reyna on the bench tomorrow, whether he puts him in the starting 11 or decides to bring him on in the 65th, 70th minute as a super sub, if Reyna does not have significant minutes tomorrow, my call for Greg Berhalter to be dismissed will immediately take back off literally Monday morning. I will prepare you all now. Hey, if we lose, we lose. The Netherlands are a good team. As I pointed out, the back line of the Netherlands might be the best assemblage of top-tier talent in this entire tournament. But if we play the Netherlands and we do not have a solid effort that includes our best offensive lineup, which for this game, based on that talent, would have to include Gio Reyna. I'm not saying he's got to be in the starting 11, but if dude is not at least making a run as a super sub against the number 8 ranked team in the world, Greg Berhalter will be taking heat on Monday.
As someone, and there are probably others like me who don't know this because the USA usually isn't in the thing at this point, how many games do you have to win to advance to the championship game and win?
3 to get in, 4 to win the title.
So you've got to win 3 in this round?
So we are out of group play and right into the knockout phase, which now is a pure tournament, 8 teams on both sides of a bracket. 1 game lose, you're out. We are now in the March Madness of the FIFA World Cup. So we play the Netherlands tomorrow. That's the round of 16. We lose tomorrow, they're on a plane back to the States. We win tomorrow, we move on to the round of 8, and we will take on the winner of Australia and Argentina. Keep in mind that Argentina got upset in round number 1. Argentina got beat in an absolute shocker by Saudi Arabia back in the opening round of group play. Now, opening round of group play, there's a lot of nerves. You're still working on chemistry, especially in this World Cup. Keep in mind, the World Cup is always, except for this year, played in the summertime. And it is played in a domestic window. That is a point in time where players are not with their clubs, players are not with their teams. They are basically given about 4, 5, 6 weeks where the international teams are together training, practicing, getting ready to get in shape for the World Cup. This year, these guys had about a week and a half, 2 weeks together before this tournament played. By the time we get together with the Netherlands, they have not only been together 4 or 5 weeks now, but they've also put 3 games under their belt at the highest level of international football. If we get by the Netherlands tomorrow, by the time we take on likely Lionel Messi in Argentina next week, they will have had 4 games under their belt, and the L to Saudi Arabia in the opener will be a distant memory for them. I'm not worried about Argentina or Australia. I am worried about the Netherlands tomorrow. Greg Berhalter needs to trust the guys to be creative up front. It doesn't need to be robotic. I understand the formula Greg has utilized, and there have been times the formula has worked. But get it out to the wing, send it in, and hit from point blank range will not work tomorrow. Their back line's too good. It is the strength of this Dutch team. We cannot send it up the sideline, send it into the box, and hope that we put heads on it. Sure, we are going to have to take some cracks from out at the end of the goalie box. We're going to have to take some cracks from 5-10 yards out. We are going to have to allow one-on-one matchups and trust the creativity of individual players. We want to work as a unit, work as a team. I get it. That's been the Berhalter system. That is fine when you are remarkably talented across the front 4, 5, 6. When you have got incredible talent up there, then you want to take advantage of what everybody brings to the table. We have too much individual talent in Pulisic, in Weah, and in Gio Reyna to sit back and just send in cross after cross and not let guys try to create inside the box to make something special happen. And unless we get that fixed, it might be a very sad day tomorrow.
So there has to be a winner, right?
In this? Yes. You get the 90 minutes of regular time. If we are at a level draw after 90, we will do two more 15-minute periods. It is not golden goal, right? Used to be you would just play until somebody scored and that was the game. Two more 15-minute periods. If we are still level after those two 15-minute periods, then you go to a penalty kick shootout. And whoever wins the PK shootout will move on. After the games today, the two going on right now, and the two coming up this afternoon, everything else after that must be a winner. Which, let's go. Want this game tomorrow. Need this game tomorrow. Let's see what Gregaga and the Americans draw up. Give me some creativity. Give me some individuality. Let us use the incredible athletes we have across the front. Let them go be individual players who work within a unit, not crush the individualism to allow them or to force them into playing as a unit. We'll see what happens. The Dutch are lined up as a strength against what has been our weakness, which is finishing goals, right? Possession's been good. Let's hope we keep the possession. Let's hope we keep that 70-75% possession rate that we had against Iran, that we had against Wales, the 55-60% that we had against England. But let's make something of it, right? Hey, if you can hold the ball 75% of the time and win 1-0, that's a win. You move on. Let's go put two or three into the back of the net. Let's go finish up a couple of these. Let's win the damn game, all right? Let's win the damn game. I believe that we will win. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up this week. Take a look at the NCAA Conference Championship schedule. We will take a look at the NFL schedule. And then we will send you all into a spectacular weekend on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the end of the radio broadcast. Rob Brown and Lonzo with you. 844-477-3776, 844-FAN-PHONE is the phone number. Text us on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. And we will read them on the air. Texas says, I wonder if the College Football Playoff Committee decided to change playoffs to make more money to make up for NIL. Workers have to work more. No. I don't care if NIL exists or not. The College Football Playoff Committee decided to expand the playoffs to make more money. End of sentence. Right? You can ask if it's to offset NIL. You can ask if it's what. Keep in mind.
It's not about the love of the game?
No, I'm very sorry to, this is unfortunately the opinion of an NFL guy. The college football playoff I don't want college football to feel like the NFL. Like, it is, dude. It is, right? I know that some of you feel like you have lost the ability to say these guys are playing for the love of the game. You haven't. They still are. All right? They still are. It's just some of them.
The love of what they get for playing the game?
Part of it. I do this job because I love it.
By the way, I'm not criticizing that.
No.
Make all the money you can.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Hell yeah. I do this job. I put up a post on the Instagram yesterday, right? Because I there are points in time when I realize how lucky I am to do this gig. Last night, I went and sat and talked to some listeners and helped bring in some toys for some kids, right? Then I walked into an arena where a local hockey team was playing, and I spent 2.5 hours walking around, promoting the show, promoting the station, promoting the team, hyping a crowd, but I get paid for that, right? I want as much money as I can to do this job, but I still walk in here every day and do this show because I love it. I have gone through some boat and back to be able to do this job because I love it. Through a lot of point times where a lot of people in my life, people who love me and support me, were like, dude, are you sure you want to keep doing this? Because I love it, right? Because I love it. They're not playing the game out of love anymore. It's just now they have been able to monetize something that they have passion for. I don't see a problem in that. The College Football Playoff Committee makes almost every decision that they make based on money. We went from the BCS to the College Football Playoff not because everybody really, genuinely, truly wanted to see the best four teams. We did it because they went, oh, what's that? We can add two more high-level, multi-million-dollar football games onto the postseason schedule and have those sponsored and get cashola for that. Yeah, we're going to do that. So you could have ended that sentence a couple of words before you did, Texter. Texter said, who will cry more about a 12-team field, Saban or Fisher? Well, it might be a little while before Fisher's got to worry about it.
Wait, but he paid a lot of money for those players, so he should be. They're going to be in there next year. They just needed a year transition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm sure Texas A&M is thrilled about his $89.7 million buyout. That's going great. Anyway, here's the thing. I don't think you're going to hear either one of them cry about it. Saban only cried about expansion because his team was number one or number two for like 1,000 years, it feels like, in a row, right? Now that the SEC has, to some degree, caught up with Alabama and Nick Saban, Saban's best way into the postseason, as often as it will be to go undefeated in the SEC, will be to either win the SEC championship with a loss somewhere, or to be one of those top six ranked non-conference champions. It is going to be as much of an opportunity for Saban as it will any other team in college football from this point moving forward. So I honestly don't think you'll see. You see Saban cry a lot, right? We saw him cry when college football moved to a spread offense. And then what did he do? Started running a spread offense and Alabama stays in the title hunt. He started to cry when NIL money made its way into the game and he hated that. Then what's happened? You driven through Alabama lately? I did. I drove through Alabama last weekend on the way back to and back here from the great state of Florida. Do you know what I saw on the interstate as you approach Center Alabama? A hell of a lot of billboards for local and national businesses featuring football players from the University of Alabama. All right? Nick's going to cry, but then he's going to adapt and overcome. I don't know if he'll complain about this because, like I said, if Brian Kelly, and again, took a big hit with the loss to A&M this weekend, but if Brian Kelly has LSU back on the verge of being a national powerhouse again, Saban's going to get into the playoffs as one of the top six ranked non-conference champions. You know when that would happen for him? Literally this year. If we were under the 12-team format this year, Alabama would not only be in the playoffs, but they would be hosting a first-round game in Tuscaloosa. That is big money for Nick Saban. It's an extra week of practice for Nick Saban. It's an opportunity for the university to pump up sponsorships one more time, right? Ticket sales, banners on the Jumbotron. It's an opportunity for all those bars that are around Bryant-Denny Stadium to be packed up for game day one more time again. It's a huge opportunity. And he will get in a crackful more as a top six ranked non-conference champion, just like he's been getting in as an SEC conference champion a number of times. And a couple of times as a non-SEC conference champion. Now he'll get in and he gets to host a game and he'll get to bring recruits to Bryant-Denny to show them what a game looks like. And do you think for a second there will ever be a quarterfinal college football playoff game that doesn't have a full stadium regardless of where it gets played at? Of course not. It's a massive opportunity for college players, for college coaches, and for the NCAA. Primarily financially, which is why the decision got made. I get that Bill Hancock came out and was like, oh, it's about access, right? It's about access. We want to provide more access. We want more teams to have a shot. We want more Cincinnati's. And that may be to some degree true. But as much as they want more Bearcats in, do you know what comes along when you have those extra games? Cha-ching, ladies and gentlemen. It's real simple. That being said, if you are complaining about it going to 12 teams, I'd like you to give me a better argument, because I haven't heard a bad one yet. Or excuse me, I haven't heard a good one yet. I've heard a lot of bad ones. Oh, guys are going to sit out. All right, show me any point where a guy sat out of a playoff semifinal or national championship game because of their NFL career. Can anybody name me one player that's done that is known to have done it? I can't. Not saying it's happened, just I can't think of one. So why do you think one more game is going to force a bunch of guys out? You are projecting your insecurities on them, nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're taking some of the fun out of it, but you'll forget eventually. It's time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I tell Rob what is trending on the internet. We haven't done this in a while because we didn't do it yesterday. The first thing that's trending, I didn't look it up because you'll understand why. The first thing that's trending is nudie.
Nudie.
Yes.
Nudie Magazine Day.
N-U-D-Y. So you're gonna click on it and find, and then, yeah, I'm not clicking on that. I'm just not doing
taking
it.
Taking a risk doing this on the work computer.
Yeah, well, Chris ain't here to save us.
Let's see. I the game is for me not to look it up.
Yeah, but in this case, I get
but
it.
But I have to.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, it is not for the reasons that you think it is. Because that would be N-U-D-E-Y.
Right. That's
N-U-D-Y. Apparently, there's
is that someone's name?
Yeah, it's a rapper named Young Nudie.
Oh, okay.
Young Nudie is apparently a rapper. And I guess
he all right?
I guess he has been confirmed to be appearing on a television show this evening.
Okay, good for him, because usually when we see a rapper name lately, it's never a good thing.
Why does Twitter Trending Topics continue to make me feel more and more aged every time we do it? I'm like, what are the kids talking about? I don't know these numbers.
All right, the next thing trending is Chris Paul.
I saw Chris Paul trending earlier. I frankly do not know why Chris Paul is trending. But I also saw Cliff Paul, his brother, is trending as well.
Oh, okay. Apparently, Kanye, before he got kicked off Twitter again, posted something about Chris Paul and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ye got tweeted all, or Ye, whatever we're calling him now.
No, it's a couple letters, I'm not sure.
Kicked off Twitter again because he decided to post a swastika, as people do. So, good job, Ye. You got Elon in your corner. He let you come back to the world's largest social media platform, and you were like, 3 days without saying some Nazi stuff. I better fix that.
And then Elon supposedly personally took him off.
Yeah, he's off now.
Yeah, so
he's off now.
So anyway, he threw Chris Paul under the bus. Supposedly there might have been some extramarital things that went on between Chris Paul and Kim Kardashian, which seems like that happens a lot with her. The next thing that's trending is Drew Brees.
Yes.
And we did look this up because we had to.
Saw this earlier on Twitter. There was a behind-the-scenes
video. It's been confirmed, by the way.
Yeah. There was a behind-the-scenes video. Drew Brees was in South America, I believe, allegedly, shooting a promo for PointsBet, which is an online sports gambling page. And the video purportedly showed him getting struck by lightning, and it went viral. Like, a lot of people were like, holy crap, is Drew Brees okay? And it turns out that it was a marketing video intended to go viral and was CGI, basically.
It's a pretty good one, though. You should check it out.
It looks real. Yeah. Like, I bought it. Even going in, like, this is for a gambling site. It's going to be, like, designed to go viral. It got me for a second. And I will just say that it is kind of gross. It's kind of gross, right? Like, to make people concerned about a man being alive or not is kind of gross.
By gross, you mean awesome, then you're right.
It looks awesome. It looks better than a lot of the movies we've gotten recently. Still a gross tactic. Texter says if they did the Big 12 team, the 12-team playoff today, that Michigan-Ohio State game isn't as big. Sure it is. He had a first-round bye on the line, right? All right, that's it for us. We will see you guys back here Monday. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. I'm so thankful to be able to do this job, and I thank you all for letting me do it. We'll see you back here Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.